In a pellet smoker, the pellets are augered into a little firebox, and there's a blower on there, right? And that combination of that air blowing on the pellet creates your heat. And there's a little rheostat on most of those where you dial it up. You get more air, you get more chips, you get hotter fires, right? Well, what happens is that blower blows that ash down in the belly of the pellet grill. So you get a little accumulation of this really fine ash that's down there. And again, it'll draw moisture, it'll cause corrosion. It's not much different than the charcoal grill, other than the fact that there are a couple moving parts in a pellet grill that aren't in a charcoal grill, and that is where those chips are augered into the firebox. There's usually a little shield, and that shield keeps the pellets, after they're lit, from sending fire back into the auger system. I've put the grill back together after cleaning it, but I put it together twice wrong since I've had it, and it allowed that fire to go back through that auger, and it created a fire in my hopper, which holds all my pellets.
And in all fairness to you, the way these pellet grill manufacturers make that little basket, the way they make these little baskets is you can hardly tell which end goes in towards that shield.
Right.
So it's very common to put the wrong end in which case you're actually sitting up in front of the auger tube, so you're blocking the tube a little bit, and it starts to back up, and you get a pile up of pellets burning right in that area where you don't want it, and that fire just backs right up the tube, even though it's designed not to.